I expected that he was going to have to lie at the UPR, the Universal Periodical Review, and that was what came out. He lied. He can't really justify the actions he has done. He can't justify for cancelling my passport and the extensive separation of my family. So he would have to try and come up with something, and he would have to say that I have been charged for something, and that's the reason why my passport remains cancelled. But in all reality, I have not been charged with anything. That is David Adyang lying through his teeth.
And this whole situation has been going on for 4 months now, and it's still not really clear what exactly Nauru police are allegedly investigating you for. First, it was that you were involved in the protests in June, and then they brought up a 20-year-old manslaughter case, but we haven't heard any more from that since it was mentioned by the government. And you say now that you haven't even been interviewed by police at all. So what do you think is going on here?
Well, from the beginning, this is just David Adyang punishing the opposition, members of the opposition, and just putting pressure on the members of the opposition for just being in the opposition, for openly speaking about the wrongs of the current government. So that's what it's always been about. There's nothing to do with laying charges and us being under investigation. There's nothing in Nauru laws that calls for that. And if they wanted to do anything by Nauru laws, then they would have put all this through the court and sought the court to make such orders. But that's not what they've done. They've just made a decision from their office, and 4 months down the track, they still have not been able to explain their arbitrary decisions.
And I suppose on that same topic, Australia's delegate at the review this week actually did bring up the issue of suspended opposition MPs, and they recommended the government of Nauru address it. This isn't exactly, you know, a very critical stance, but it's probably a step up from where Julie Bishop left it in July when she said she was concerned about the situation. How do you feel about Australia's response 4 months on?
Well, this is a Universal Periodic Review. The country that has the greatest presence on Grandi on Nauru is Australia. You would be expecting that Australia would have a lot more to put in terms of the Universal Periodic Review. This is about rights, human rights, at the United Nations level, and I think it is a failing of the country that has greatest presence on the island to be just saying that, actually.
When many of the opposition MPs were interviewed just, you know, before their arrests, they said that many people were scared about the direction Nauru was heading in. And since then, we've seen a lot of Nauruans lose their jobs over their involvement in the protests. Is there a growing dissatisfaction with the political situation in Nauru, or are people just too frightened to speak about it?
I believe there is a growing dissatisfaction. And yes, there are people, and also people are very scared to talk about it. The government in negative light, because the government does react to criticism, and people do lose their jobs if they criticize the government and all sorts of other things. Losing job is just one thing. Government does all sorts of other things, including denying elderly pension that they used to get before they got involved in a public protest.